Welcome to MS Minute with DC&D, your podcast for understanding multiple sclerosis. Every month, our MS experts tackle a different topic to help you manage your disease and live a better life. DC&D is a private neurology practice based out of Dayton, Ohio. It's certified by the National MS Society as a comprehensive MS care center. Please note this podcast and its content is designed for educational and informational purposes only.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of MS Minute with DC&D. Today, we have a very special guest. Yolanda has been living with MS for 20 years, more than 20 years, and she has been a patient at Dayton Center for Neurological Disorders for that time as well. So thank you so much for coming and sharing your story with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem.
So let's talk and bring me back 20 years ago. I know it might be kind of hard to do that, but talk to me about some of those first symptoms that you experienced.
Well, the first symptoms came about when I was at work, and it felt like I had a film over my eye, and I kept saying, "What's in my eye?" So I could tell it was something. So my family doctor said, "Come on in." I saw him. He examined me. He sent me to the neurologist the next day, so I knew it was pretty serious, and they did 4 hours worth of testing. And then I got to meet Dr. Merriman. They had to do a spinal tap and all that good stuff. And that's when she said they were testing for everything, and it was multiple sclerosis.
So when you first started having those symptoms, what was going through your mind?
What's going on? What's going on? I mean, I was pretty healthy, I thought, you know, but it was just unnerving because I didn't know. What was going on? What's happening? What's happening to me? You know, but it all worked out for the good. It worked out for the good, but yeah.
And how old were you at the time?
I was 25, I believe.
So young.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That is correct. That's correct. That's correct.
So such a young woman dealing with, you know, something kind of scary.
Very scary because no one I knew had it. Nobody in my family I knew had. Nobody in my church had it. So I'm like, what is this? So yeah, it was a learning curve. It really, really was. It was a learning curve.
So let's talk about how you learned. I mean, so you're given this diagnosis. You didn't Right. know anything about it.
I did not. I didn't know anything. So I started just researching, doing the work. I started researching, looking things up on the computer, in books, going to the library, getting books. And then I went to MS support group. Didn't work. That particular one didn't work for me, but, you know, I guess everyone's different. And just started learning different things. So now I feel like I've learned a lot and I've experienced a lot, especially being around a lot of different people with MS, because I still went to the outings and functions that they would have for MS people.
Yeah.
And I would go, and it was nice. It was very, very nice. So it was a learning tool for me. So that's why I'm doing this today, so I can help somebody.
Absolutely. And we sure appreciate you, and you absolutely mm-hmm. will. Just sharing your story, you know, that's such a big a positive thing to bring out there. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what happened next. You know, you're diagnosed. You know, now you have to think therapies. There weren't right. a lot 20 years ago.
And it was not. I had to take Avonex, which is a once a week injection with a very long needle. Mm. And the good thing was it worked. It worked really, really good. You know, I was on that for a while. But then my doctor did MRI and saw some different changes. He said, well, maybe we'll just try something different. And I changed medicines two different times. The last one I'm on now is Copaxone. I love it. I take an injection every single day, but it's okay. It's okay. I can do it. It's doable, and we have no issues with it. Thankfully, I am a part of something I didn't know about. It's called a copay assistance program.
Ah.
Didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
And the young lady said, "Well, I think I'm going to sign you up." I said, "Okay." Come to find out, that was the biggest blessing of them all, because the medicine is very expensive, very, very, very expensive. So if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be able to be on it.
Oh, so, wow. Such a blessing.
Yeah, it is. It's a total blessing. And I didn't, like I said, I didn't even know anything about it. She said, "I'm going to sign you up." I said, "Okay, let's do it." So It worked out. So I've been taking my medicine and doing like exercises and all that type of stuff. They had videos they could send out. Anything to help you strengthen and, you know, be healthier.
Have those helped?
They have. Different stretches. I was a cheerleader, so I was pretty good with it. You know, I could stretch. I could double jump. I could do a lot of different stuff. But not realizing with MS, you still can do stuff. It's going to be a little different. Uh-huh. It's going to be a little different. And even when I'm laying down sometimes, I can get numb or I can, my leg, you know, cramps up, different cramps and stuff I have. So I just stretch a little bit. I know the stretch, you know. But yeah, it's gotten better. It's gotten much better.
So what other symptoms have you noticed throughout your journey of 20 years? Have you had any setbacks?
I noticed my left side is my weaker side. Dragging of my foot. I live across the street from my parents. And, my dad passed 5 years ago. But she would say, "You're having a bad day, I can tell." I said, "Mom, what are you talking about?" She said, "You're dragging that left foot." Hmm. I said, "No." She said, "Yes, I'm watching. I'm sitting here watching you, Yolanda." And I'm like, "Okay."
Wow.
But yeah, just dragging the foot, and it was something. And then I get tingly, my feet, my calves, just get tingly, feeling heavy, a heaviness. So I said, "Okay, we can do this. So that was one of the things, like I said, she spotted out. I didn't even.
Mothers know best, you know.
I know, right. And that was the thing. And I'm like, okay. And then some of the headaches. Sometimes I get the headaches. Oh, gosh. They're getting better, but I would sometimes get the headaches. Sometimes forgetfulness. And my husband keeps saying, "I'm trying to help you. Don't argue with me." I was like, "I'm not." But what I said was, he's like, "No, that's not."
Oh.
So and it was a blessing. It was a learning curve for me. Because he had to tell me, "I'm not trying to discredit you. I'm trying to help you."
Right.
So, and that was a learning curve. That was a different learning curve, but I had some symptoms with that. So just a variety of stuff. That's the thing. You don't realize, you know, some things are MS related. Yeah. You don't realize it. I'm like,
so many things. That's right. What we're learning here,
right.
Too.
Right. So many. And I'm like, I said, okay. We got this, you know, but it was different. It was very different because I had to stay off of my MS meds for 5 years because I tried. It took 5 years to get pregnant with my daughter.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
And so I got tested. My husband got tested. They're like, "There's nothing with either one of you." And one of my girlfriends said, "It's just God's timing. When you're supposed to get pregnant, you'll get pregnant." 5 years later, I was like, "Okay, Lord."
Oh, so wow.
I had to stay off medicine for all that long.
Ah.
And Dr. Merriman said, "Yolanda, now you've never had mild MS. You've had big boy MS your whole life."
Oh.
I was like, "No." And she said, "But it's okay. We're dealing with this." So just dealing with that, you know, being off the meds and even telling my daughter, letting her know.
Right.
You know, and I didn't tell her until recently because she's a Google head. I didn't want her to go in there and scare herself silly. I didn't want her to just be like, "Oh my God, it says." And that wasn't the case at all. So, but she was okay. We
How old
talked
is she?
About it. Now she's 17.
Oh, wow.
Right. Now she's 17. You know, we talked about it and she gets on me sometimes and I have to laugh. "Mom, stop. No, Mom, you can't." I was like, "Yes, I can." We don't say can't. But she's just looking out for me. She's looking out for
yes.
me.
Yes. Well, I mean, and that you bring up a great point, and we've had an episode about this, about fertility in MS. And, you know,
right.
when you're in your 20s and you get
right.
diagnosed and get handed this news and you still want to have a family.
Exactly.
So how did you make that decision to come off of the medicine so that you could do that?
Because I had faith. It was my faith. It definitely was my faith. I had faith in God that everything was going to be fine. And when I'm supposed to go back on, that's when I go back on. But I wanted a child. You know, I made my request known. I prayed and asked God. And sure enough, 5 years later, she came
yes.
on.
What
she
a came blessing. On. Yes.
Yeah. Well, great. And that was, though, huge. You know, me and Sharon talked about it. And she said, I'm glad that you made that decision. She said, but I could just tell when we talked about it the first time, you wasn't going to take no for an answer. No. I said, no, I wasn't going to take no for an answer.
So because you were not on the therapy for 5 years, did you have any setbacks even more so? Do you know?
They said it was, I say no. But as far as x-rays and stuff, scans and stuff, some things got active.
Okay. Like more lesions.
More lesions. Yep. Right. So I was like, okay, you know, but thankfully I feel good and I'm moving and she's 17.
Right. And you made that choice for your family because right. that's what was important right. to you for your life.
Right. Exactly.
So it's just part of, you know, those conversations that you have with your doctor and with your spouse and just like knowing the risks and benefits.
And
I'm
the
sure.
benefits. Right. And that was the thing. I'm a pros and con person. So yeah. I have to rate. Okay. Let's see if we do this, then what? And if we do that, then, you know, I like to weigh stuff out. And I was like, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. So.
Yes. Well, that's, I'm sure people would love to hear that, who are in that situation, who are in their yes. 20s, having those same conversations.
Oh, and that was the thing, though, because I was like, I'm in my 20s. How did I get this? You know, and they were like, Jeanette, it's nothing that you can do. Right. Yes. It's nothing you did. And I'm like, wow. But thankfully, things have worked out and worked out well. So,
and talk about that. Talk about the mindset that goes along with MS. Because as we mentioned, you know, sometimes when you go to support groups, it can be almost overwhelming with how much negativity right. sometimes in grief right, is right, there. Right, so, right. so talk about how mindset plays into living with MS.
Right. I'm a very positive person and I don't accept. See, they told me when I got diagnosed, two things in this world that put you in the hospital in half an hour, stress and heat. You get so stressed out to the hospital. You get so hot to the hospital. That's how I went on disability because I worked in a factory. It was too hot. He said, no, you can't do that. And I was like, okay. So that just made me have I was always a positive person, but when they tell me about stress, not many things bother me. Hmm. I don't allow it to because that's going to affect my health. Right. I don't allow it to. And I said, that's just a part of you, who you are as a person mm-hmm. and growth, you know, having growth and knowing that, you know, who you are and what you'll accept. Cause sometimes people will bring crazy things to you and I don't accept that. You know, stop. No, ma'am. Yeah. I don't accept that. You know, I don't take that. That's not what I do. I don't. But it's amazing how many, not only in the MS community, just period.
Right.
People can just be so negative.
Yes.
And I say, oh, my goodness, that's not good for your health. I can't mm-hmm. see that. So.
And is there an acceptance to this, though, too? An acceptance that, you know, you are going to live with this and they're going to be different things.
Definitely. I mean, I understand, you know, God has a plan and has a reason for me to deal with this. So I'm trying to be a light for others, to mm-hmm. help others out. I said, but I can't walk around saying, oh, no, that's not me. I have to have wisdom and knowledge. I have to know that I know, okay, it's okay then. This is what I have. This is what I'm doing. This is how I'm being proactive. It's okay. Another reason why I am so private, which I'm just naturally private, but another reason, when I first got diagnosed, I told a couple of people, and I got that look. That's the look. Woe is me. I'm so sorry. Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I hate that for you. Don't do that. Just pray for me. Don't do that. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. And so I tell my husband, that's the woe is me look. That's why I don't tell a lot of people. So this Sunday I have to do a talk at my church about it. And so I'm praying that I don't get that look.
Yeah. And that's helpful for other people to know, too, who are listening,
right,
who are family and friends. Because
how do you
as a family and friend deal with and support, but not pity and, you know, maybe
not pity.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong. I get everybody's different.
Sure.
Some people
need that.
That's on them. Okay, that's fine and good. I'm not that one.
Right.
I don't. Everybody's different. I said, but, you know, thankfully talking to my neurologist, Sharon Merriman, the best, talking with her and learning and just gauging how blessed I am, my mobility, because when she saw me, she said, when I saw your scans, your brain, I thought you would need a wheelchair.
Wow.
She said, she said, you've always had big boy MS. You never had, she said, and it just blows my mind. She said, because you're just walking and talking and smiling. And I just got on a cane 2 months ago.
Okay.
2 months ago.
Yeah. After 20 years.
After 20 years. So that's why I can't complain at all. Can't complain at all. And it's just a blessing. I have a good friend gave me an electric wheelchair. And I was like, okay, sure. I mean, maybe in the future, see how things work. My daughter is going on a college tour at Rice State today.
Oh, exciting.
I said, I can use the wheelchair. So I was very, very excited. I want to take the wheelchair to, you know, do the tour, but you don't think about that. She's a cheerleader, and we went to one game that was away, and it was a far walk. And she said, that's why I'm giving you this, so you can use it when you need it, for games, for church, for whatever. Thankfully, I'm not at the point where I have to use it in my house. You know, some people do, but thankfully I'm not. But I'm going to use mine for far away distances and all that type of
stuff.
So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
I'm thankful. I'm just thankful because some people don't even have it.
Yes.
You know, so I'm thankful just to get it.
Well, your outlook is sure inspiring. How has your family helped and supported you through this?
Oh, my gosh. My husband's very supportive. He knows me better than anyone.
Oh.
So he knows when I'm having a bad day.
Because there are bad days.
Correct. You have good days. You have bad days. But sometimes I think I don't want to say forgets, but because I do so well, I think he doesn't process it. And he's like, you sit down. You need to rest. You just sit down. I said, husband, when I'm sitting down for a long period of time, that's when you probably should get a little concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because when I'm up, I'm doing good. I'm feeling well. And he said, oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. And I'm like, okay. And my mom's the same way.
Yeah.
Very supportive. Just right there. Support. You got this. You doing this. Are you doing that? You know, just making sure I'm following my doctor's appointments, doing everything I need to do. My friends, just right there. So it makes a total difference to have what I call it is a village.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a difference to have a village. It really does. So.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure they've learned along with you.
Right. And that's what they told me. You know, they didn't understand or they didn't know this and that. And I'm like, okay, it's okay. It's okay. You know, but my mom and it made a difference. It really, really, really made a difference. Another big thing, too, my dad passed 5 years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. And like I said, I live across the street from him. But he could always tell when I was having a bad day. He could always, yo, go in there and lay down now. Go get you some rest. I'm like, Daddy, I'm fine. He's like, yeah, I know you are, but still, you need to go in there.
Yeah.
He always knew. I never could, as he used to say, just try to make him think one thing. And that was his whole thing in life. Tell me. Don't keep anything from me.
Yeah.
Tell me. I'm like, okay, Dad. So, you know, I miss him. I thank God for him. Yeah. But I learned so much accepting because, you know, he had multiple myeloma for over 18 years.
Wow.
This whole support system, my brothers, my sisters, you know, it's nice, you know, just have a support, a village.
Mm-hmm. You need your village.
Have a village.
So you mentioned that when they knew you needed to rest, you know, can you speak to that, you know, for somebody who maybe just has been diagnosed, or what is the fatigue like?
A heaviness. My legs, my calves feel heavy. And sometimes even my arms, a heaviness. Like I'm like, oh man, what is that? You know, and trying to figure it out. And it took me a while to realize that's your MS.
Yes.
I'm like, okay. But especially,
I'm not just tired all the time. Like, right, there's a reason for it.
Right. And it would be different instances, because some days it would just be my legs.
Mm.
Some days it would just be my arms or my thighs. So that was a learning curve right there, because I said, what is this, you know? And I can understand, you know, just feeling the heaviness. Like, I couldn't get moving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not me. I was always up and doing stuff. And so even now, it's a little challenging. You know, I can't do what I used to do.
Okay.
And just trying to get things done, like my washer and dryer's downstairs. And so, you know, I still do, but my daughter helps me out. She'll take some down or she'll pick it up. You know, she helps out a lot, but it's little things you don't think about.
Right.
Don't think about it. Like, I was gifted the wheelchair, and now I have to get a ramp from my home because I have steps. I don't have a ramp. So thankfully, I'm okay where I can walk down now, but eventually, you know, I have to get a ramp and stuff, you know, I didn't even think about.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay.
So but you've noticed those changes over the 20 plus years.
Oh, yeah, I have.
So, I mean, as much as, you know, we want therapies to slow it and to contain it,
right,
you know, it's not a cure
yet. Right.
Hopefully we get one.
Yeah, and hopefully we do, you know, but as of now, though, I just, okay, we're taking it in stride.
Yeah, because we've come a long way.
You've had to have seen
that, I guess, progress.
Right, definitely, because it makes a difference to be down in the dump and down and, oh, woe is me. No. But again, I have good days. I have bad days. You know, some days are really bad. Some days really good. You know, I just take them in stride. And I'm just thankful. Even programs like this,
mm-hmm,
you know, I just want to help somebody.
Yes.
Just want to help someone. And that makes a difference.
Yeah. That's great. I mean, let's just leave it at that, where I guess, what are your final pieces of wisdom, your thoughts, your sprinklings of hope that you could give someone else who's listening to this podcast of, you know, maybe newly diagnosed? You know, what's your hope?
Hang in there. It's going to be okay. Listen to your doctors. Listen to your body. Do what you know is right. You know, that's, don't give up hope. That's half of the thing too. You can't just say, oh, don't give up hope. You know, God, my motto, God's got me. It's okay. I'm not going to be down and sorrow and just, you know, feeling so glum. Do I have a day, or have I ever had a day? Maybe had a day or two every now and again, but for the most part, no. You know, I try to just stay positive.
Mm-hmm.
Try to stay positive, knowing that, you know, it's going to be okay. You might have shortcomings or might have things that come along your way, but it's okay. Oh, it's going to get better.
I love it.
Oh,
what great advice that you have for everyone else out there listening. Thank you so much, Yolanda.
You are welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. I'm very inspired.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. And make sure to tune in next month for another new episode of MS Minute with DC&D.